Yes, hello everybody. So for those of you who are worried that Asher might be, touching a grass and die because it's too spicy for him, don't worry, we are all concerned about that, but he was okay as of yesterday. Oh, Asher is actually at FanFest right now. Well, that would be impressive because FanFest hasn't started yet, but Schrodinger Asher, I like that. That's pretty good. Is he only touching grass or kissing girls? With Asher, you never can really tell. Pappy, if I was to do that, then you wouldn't have any of your jump bridges, so you'd have to be sitting in the same system with all those smelly goons. So, we need PI. I'll always need the PI to make the fuel blocks to run the jump bridges, so. Let me see what our numbers look like. They've stabilized pretty well. Okay. PI equals free is, yeah. Don't forget, guys, if you mine the PI, it doesn't cost you anything. Just like minerals you mine are free. I figured I'd trigger at least one person. It was beyond. That's a little boring. I get to needle him and during Ilum today. Okay, got a couple of things for y'all. Gonna start with some fun pew pew news. So, if you did not get a chance to see that kill mail from earlier, that was kind of a fun one. If you want to enjoy yourself, you should look at what kind of FSU he had on that fit. Okay, give everybody a second to look at that. So, all right, next one actually came to us from Kunmi wanting to pimp the not avatar. So, Bane, I know you're in here because you're always on these. No avatars for you. You got to look at the next one for it. Heidi, I'm not going to click on that video because I do not trust you to not pancake cat me. So, I don't know what that video is that Heidi linked in there. If any of you all want to click on it, that's up to you, but I'm sure it's a pancake cat because that's what Heidi does. Where's the trust? I've known you for like 10 years, man. That's where the trust is. Richie, I don't trust you either. Heidi has a whole cartel of you all people trying to pancake cat me, so I don't trust you either. You'll be able to come to FanFest, join the Party Central Discord. I will do that, Terrio. Did you give me a link for the Party Central Discord? And we will do that piece. Okay, next thing is from a sniper, just a reminder to you all, we do have the move up today, right after the fireside. This is crossing the gate from 49U. So we did the Ermelin move up last week. Everybody stopped in 49. We're going to do the 49 move up today. It will be immediately following the fireside. There will be pings for that. Do not take the gate until the fleets are up and the sniper, whoever is commanding that fleet, tells you so. There will be a Sino chain going from 4TAC07 to UALX that will be up. I was just informed that it will be operational, so you will get across the gate with the fleet. And then more or less the signals are going to go up and you can move yourself forward from there. Next thing, we have our E3OI jump clone. So we have CAD being stationed in E3OI, right? Our Alpha Corp ones. I didn't get a link for that. Can one of the directors grab the CAD alt thread for me, please? We are doing CAD alts in E3OI. We're also doing a main fleet jump clone in E3OI. Aoife, thank you. So get your CAD alt to E3OI and have a main clone in E3OI as well. We have been using those. So CAD alts use Ferroxes, our main fleet there has been using Ravens. Next piece for all of you money grubbing people. Oh, shut up, Heidi. Next piece for all of you money grubbers. We have locusts next Friday. So 6 days from today, there will be a locust going on. And also speaking of money grubbers, we have had an incursion. I'm sure some of you are probably aware, not too far away from UALX. The fleets have been going, and the incursion guys have actually been having not one, but two incursion fleets going simultaneously, bringing in all of that good, sweet, dank iskies for that. And yes, I said iskies, so you've got that on your bingo card. And that was linking it. Rose linking the thread. I didn't get to it yet, but thank you guys, and I don't have to. Maddox, so we try and do Ermelin move ops just like we do the regular gate move ops right after the fireside, so they're always pretty much done at that point. I will poke the guys about, see if we can do one a little bit earlier for it. Terrell, I hate you so much now, but, you know, good on you, man. And the final one that I've got is from Heidi with our classic Scouts are recruiting. What do scouts do? Scouts scout things so that we can go shoot them. They will track enemy fleets. They'll sit in staging systems, giving us an idea of who is forming up what and where they are. Yep, scouts are used to make war. It's how we find all those different pieces so that we can go and shoot people. And that is all of my list for everybody today. I'm going to go through it and make sure I didn't forget anything. But any questions, please do put them into Elysium there. Again, questions on Elysium on Jabber. Sherman, when is Bane getting his avatar? Never, because we don't like Bane.
I could chuck you out an airlock, Ryo.
Trust, very spy thing to ask, I know, but that hill that was killed, is that Black Ops? I honestly don't know who was involved in that kill, so future plans, OPSEC, maybe, we'll go with that. Do I like spicy food? No, I'm not as bad as Asher is, because I actually enjoy pepper on things, but... No, I think you guys would bury the two of us together, probably, if we had some of the spice like what you all have. I've worked with a lot of Indian people, and they used to actually make me an onion pagoda, and they would make my pale white version of it, and it was super good for it. And they all said it had no flavor, and that was the way I like my onion pagodas. Can we get an Atrium Fireside next week? No, we're actually going to do a different director for next week. I've lined up two guest directors for the fireside, one for next week and one for the week after. But it's not Atrium. Atrium is the chief SRPologist. I like that. That's actually pretty good. Seema is not a director, but, you know, if he wanted to be around, we could probably unmute him for him to say something. But of course, he would probably just talk in memes, and you know, that's okay. Goons do memes. Victoria, we're trying to get people who don't talk, that are directors and everything, to be talking. And if you're ever on the Beehive Fleet, you've heard Siopa. You've heard Siopa talk. Oh, you're killing me there, Sniper. That was, I had a whole spiel, man, and you foobarred it up. All right, that's Sniper in a nutshell. Seema, director of... Go ahead.
People are asking about PAPS. Yeah, we restarted that piece of software earlier, and we're keeping a look at it to make sure that it's working. It's not like a... it's down... infinitely or something. So there's a couple fleets that were missed. We got the list of people, so we can recreate them. We just haven't yet. So
Let me see. Well, you know, right, if you had had combat probes or even core scanner probes, you would not have gotten stuck in a wormhole, man. So, you know, plus, you know, right click, self destruct. There you go. Is the skill app also down? I do not know. Sniper, do you know off the top of your head?
First, I've heard of issues. I will look at it.
Sniper will go kick it and see if it will work.
Classic Sniper. Will the next pope be a goon?
We're just going to scroll right past that one. All right. Percussion maintenance. Oh, I like that. All right. Sniper, that I think we should rechristen that as now known as percussion maintenance. I like that. For those of you who don't know, we did actually have Space Pope. He wasn't a goon, but Eve did have Space Pope. There are any number of pictures. I've met him. He's an interesting guy. He had a fun title that I do not remember now because it was about 10 words long. Space Pope at one point in time was going to retire. Terriel, is he still around? He was going to win Eve about 5 or 6 years ago. Is he still around? Ah, that's it right there. Maximilian Singularity, the sixth, the first of his name. That's him. That's Space Pope. To the fives. Thank you for that. It's close enough. Yeah. That is so close that I'm just going to go with it. Yeah, Snuff did blow up. He had a system of his own, and he had a citadel in it, and Snuff got together and blew it up because fuck those guys. Vivian, what is winning Eve? It's when you quit and say, screw all you all. Thanks for the fishes. Mike, was it a keep start? I couldn't remember if it was or not, or if it was like a Sony or something like that. It was keep start. Okay. Right, yeah, your current friend has a probe launcher. Always a good idea. Now, here's the other thing, man. Make sure you actually have some combat or core probes for the probe launcher, not just for the probe launcher. Terrell, given the part of the world that I know that Asher is in right now, so no, he is not doing that. Now, he may have lied, but his pictures do show to me that he is not where that would be a thing. Vivian, is a Dread or a Carrier better? It depends, honestly, on what you're doing. If you're going to go brawl Dread. With a fleet, Dreads. If you want to learn esoteric mechanisms and mechanics that are just fucked up, Carrier. Having said that, guys, if you have never controlled fighters in a carrier or a super, they use the exact same mechanic. It's something that you should learn. Do it with a carrier. The supers, fighter mechanics are the exact same thing. Esoteric mechanisms and mechanics is a pause. Yeah, you're not wrong on that, Beyond, but shut up, man. For those of you who have never had to set up a pause, and pretty much, you know, only a few people even do that anymore, and I'm gonna flashback a whole bunch of people. How many of y'all remember doing reactions in a pause and forgetting to link your silo? Yeah, if those of you who are sitting there, what does that mean? Because fuck pauses. Reaction pairs were a fun. I think you tried to say pauses there, man. Domonark, I think I pronounced your name right there. You need to get out more, man. The reaction pauses were a bitch to run. I think I had 4 or 5 or 6 of them. I don't know. They were horrible. Make sure Asher's okay with a picture of today's newspaper. All right, I will do that. Make sure he's all right. Now, pause bashing, when you go out and shoot pauses, that's an awful lot more fun. Yeah, absolutely true.
Did you just call pause bashing fun?
Yes, I did, because we used to have a lot of fun doing that. Because so here's what was fun on it, Beyond, is that you would shoot like their guns down to like 99% hull, so you just damage them just a little bit, and that was just the biggest fuck you to people because remote hull reppers were such a nightmare. Nobody ever used to bring them, so they'd rep all the shields up and they'd rep all the armor up, and they'd try to turn the gun back on, and they couldn't because they had just a little sliver of hull damage.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. We usually used to kill pause guns because it was easier than repping up the hull damage, as was just mentioned. If you shot them 50%, yeah, people would just blow them up and anchor a new one. It's for the guns, not the actual pause. Yeah, you could actually run them out, unless they use stasis web fires and an actual gunner there to F you up. Yeah, it was actually pretty easy. Right, we'll go like 1 or 2 more minutes for real questions, and then sniper's getting antsy to go and jump a gate. So, any other questions before I turn it over to the FCs and they do FC stuff? Best type of bagel? I only eat plain bagels or like an Asiago bagel. So, we doing the Drifter event stuff, not as an organized thing. If you want to go Drifter, knock yourself out. Where do Titans come from? That is requires pictures and illustrations that are not safe for our younger audience. So, GB, you'll have to ask Bro Dog about that. Everything bagels. Yeah, I'm not a bagel guy. I like an Asiago bagel and just a plain bagel. Does you still have any corp projects for people to hand stuff into? They've got their Alpha Corp that they do the corp projects, so yes, they do. There is an up to there's a thread on that that Delta put in. If one of the G Solid directors or sub directors around here can do that. I know it sounds like bingo bait, Delta, but it is also possibly a real question, so. Crawdads or boiled shrimp? We used to actually go hunt crawdads when I was a kid. There's a creek down by my house where we used to do that. Do I like boiled eggs? Yes, I like hard-boiled eggs. So the SIGs have some of them go inactive. That's a thing, man. So if you look at the SIGs and squads recruiting thread, you'll find who's active with it. Bobby, how many freighters are the right amount to have? Well, it depends. Ross says my number of freighters is too high.
I
He's
keep
of course
using them.
wrong. Quiet you.
I
And
mean, you do
so
need
if
to
you've
have
got
extras since you tend to lose them occasionally.
Hey, shut up, sniper. God damn it. So, how many freighters do you need to have? One for every one of your alts in every system. It usually works pretty well.
And one you can forget about.
Quiet you. All right, on that note of Beyond and Sniper giving me a hard time, I think we'll call it good. Move out fleet is going to be coming up as soon as pretty much as I stop talking. Sniper will send the pings.
Yep, move up fleets on my main. We'll be in Op 7. I'll ping it out shortly. If you don't have anything to move from 49, there'll be a cover fleet ping shortly. Please join that. It won't take long. We just need you to get people across the regional, and then you'll be home.
And don't forget, those of you who have the jump drive ships for it, there will be a signal chain that will be going up at some point, probably at the end of the move out there. So, everybody, enjoy your weekend. We will see you all back next week. We are going to have two guest directors who will be chit-chatting it up. So, all right, everybody, enjoy your weekend and go cover the gate so we can move some people home. Have a good one, guys.